Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And back on Total Information AM, time to talk to our May Voice of Caring partner. Amy Inman is joining us from the Spirit of St. Louis Women's Fund. Amy, good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Oh, thank you. And we're so grateful for KMOX for giving us this opportunity to be May's Voice of Caring partner. May is a very important month for us.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you do. For folks who are not familiar with the fund, let's give us the thumbnail on what's going on with you guys.
So I'm the president of a membership organization called the Spirit of St. Louis Women's Fund, and we are 250 women who are all around St. Louis area, and we collectively put our money together, and we support small grassroots community nonprofits in St. Louis that aren't getting other funding. We're trying to get them to the next level where if you angel investors into the community.
And tell me about some of your favorites. Those small nonprofits are always such great stories. Tell me about a couple of the favorite ones you've gotten to work with.
Oh my goodness, we have over almost close to 80 organizations, so I could spend hours just talking about each one of them. But one of them I could talk about is Little Bit Foundation. We were actually their first major grant, and now they're a multi-million-dollar organization that does basic needs for kids in schools, in public schools, in areas of high risk. And so they have a boutique in each school that they're supporting. They have close to 40 schools, and they have clothing. They do weekend food support with Operation Food Search. They also are basically like a mom and dad in the school. They will organize if a kid needs glasses. They will contact different people to come in to do evaluations for eyeglasses. They also help with mental health. So they're one of our great success stories.
And how did you find that? Obviously, there's a need. The need is incredible. And these small groups like that, sometimes they fly under the radar a little bit. How did your group come about in discovering this need and then being able to reach out and address it?
Well, in 2006, our founder, Shelby Shagrin and Susan Block, came together, and they saw that there was important need in supporting grassroots, neighborhood-led organizations that don't get funding, like, say, from United Way, right? But they understand the community, and they know what's best for the community. And so and by also bringing women together in a collective way, we're getting women from all different parts of St. Louis that can be empowered to go in and help these organizations, right? So it's education for the women who want to get involved, but it's also then supporting these wonderful little tiny neighborhood organizations. So we got together as an organization, and we put in $100 a month. Everyone puts the equal amount of money in, and then we have a whole nine-month process where we reach out to the community and have all these different organizations apply for funding. So we go in and we evaluate them. We look at their operating budgets. And then we also do site visits to understand what they're doing in the community. And then after that, we have a big election, and all 250 women will vote to see where the funding goes.
And, Amy, there are so many organizations out there. How much money have you invested?
Well, in 13 years, we've now invested over $2.5 million into small nonprofits in St. Louis. And that's also been a catalyst, because whenever we've invested as a first-time grant to a nonprofit, then other organizations then come in and grant as well.
Now, are you trying to grow your group? If somebody out there is listening to this and she wants to join up, what does she need to do?
Every woman is invited to come, and actually men as well, to any of our events. We have on our website, we have monthly education events for small nonprofits and for the community as well, who want to figure out where they want to get involved. So everyone's welcome, but you can join as a member to the Spirit of St. Louis Women's Fund through our website. And it's
Tell us the website, please.
It's www.sosstl.org.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Amy Inman, thank you so much for all that you are doing in the community. This sounds like a great, great possibility for a lot of folks who want to get involved to be able to look into what you're doing. It is the Spirit of St. Louis Women's Fund. They are our KMOX partner this month, our Voice of Caring partner. Amy, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you so much.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.